Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to join us today as we have part two of Don't Throw Away Your Identity. And here to discuss this article in our Advanced magazine with you are Doris Broom,
Bill Quinn,
Brian Hagerle,
and my Chinese name is Peng Menghui. What is yours?
I am Gu Ming.
He Bo En.
Okay, so whatever you call us, we're here. We have two identities, Chinese name, English name, but be careful about telling us your passwords, Bill. I'm not going to tell them.
Yeah, right? I'm not going to be telling my password here on the radio.
Could I hack it off of your old computer?
You know, Doris, if you spend enough time, you could probably find out all the identities and passwords that you would want to if you use some
forensic
skill.
I couldn't do it, but some hacker could do it, right?
Hackers could easily do it.
And some people buy things not only buy them on Craigslist, but from other places. They'll go to a secondhand store or a secondhand phone store. Sometimes people turn their phones in for some reason, and they could get your identity out of there. That's scary.
It is scary, and many people, they're either naive or they simply don't have the time to take any security precautions.
And we might mention about this article that is supposed to tell you to be careful. We're not trying to get people so frightened that they won't buy cell phones or iPads. Those are very handy, convenient gadgets. And Bill, you said you almost hate to buy things with your credit card online, and yet it is very convenient. So we have to think of ways for security if we can. That's a big problem.
Well, it is a problem. It's something we need to be aware of. We can't be careless about it. Like I said, Doris, I try to minimize my purchases online. I know their systems are secure, but every once in a while I read about security breaches. Oh, this bank accidentally lost 40 million files, or this software company accidentally released the information on 10 million names. And to me, I'm like, well, accidents happen. Information gets released. So I try to minimize how many financial transactions I have online. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, maybe I'm paranoid, but I try to keep it to a minimum.
Well, after reading this article, you might be more that way, but we do have to be careful, and that's what we're talking about here, and it's on page 26 today. And Brian, what do you think about this article? Do you think it's going to be useful for everybody?
I think it is going to be useful, and it's interesting that he makes a point, and he'll make a point today about how you need to consider the operating system and the type of and brand of device. Not that we want to push certain brands, but it's interesting to see that different companies have different standards in this area.
That's true. And like we said yesterday when we closed, that a lot of times you'll get some instructions of what to do when you get rid of your old computer. And some people follow that protocol. They do exactly what it says. But even still, there might be something on there. That's what we have to find out about today. So we're going to find out about these different devices. And as we begin today on page 27, we're going to read the first section on the left-hand column.
So, what's the difference between the devices that still reveal personal information after being wiped and those that don't? Siciliano said it came down to the type of device and the operating system. BlackBerries were totally impenetrable. RIM has fantastic software, he said. They did a really good job of destroying data when you reset the factory settings. Devices running iOS, such as the iPad and iPhone, and computers running Windows 7 can also be wiped clean of personal data, as long as a person follows the manufacturer's directions.
It's interesting to find out that actually the BlackBerries were very difficult to get into. In fact, you couldn't get into them. What words here says it could not get into them?
Well, we see impenetrable there, Doris, in line 20. So that is Our gentleman, Robert Siciliano, our security expert, he is talking about BlackBerries being impenetrable.
I didn't realize that they were that, you know, strong on security things, did you?
I didn't. I know they used to be very, very popular, and it makes you wonder why they're not popular now, you know, in this sense. But that's interesting to know that they were impenetrable, that the identity information there was hard to crack.
All right. So, Bill, what is the difference between those where the information can be wiped out and those they can't? So what makes it different? How does that work?
Well, it depends on their operating system, Doris. That is the key, and the software that they are running. And some companies have software that's better for this.
So that's their iOS,
yeah.
their
iOS
system.
Yes, and that's going to be Internet operating system?
Well, you could say that it's basically Apple's mobile operating system.
Yeah.
So all the products that have the iPad, the iPhone, and the other Apple products. So that's their mobile operating system, which is very popular.
Mm-hmm. So it says that if you have Apple operating systems like iPads and iPhones, then you can wipe them clean if you're careful. You still have to do that, though. You can't just sell them. You have to wipe them clean, whatever.
Yeah, and so you've got instructions on how to do that, wiping clean the personal data. It's very important that people do that before they give away or sell their gadgets. So, because that stuff's, if you don't, people will have access to all sorts of information about you.
So that's one good thing, I think, about the Apple iOS, their system, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's good to see here, too, that it seems like manufacturers are growing in this area. Yesterday, we found that, you know, beware if you're running Windows XP, that could have a vulnerability. But if you're running Windows 7, the newer version, then you have an option to wipe it, and it should work as long as you follow the manufacturer's directions.
Okay. So they've improved on these things, but the
Seems
older
like
ones
it.
That you might want to be giving away are the ones that you have to be careful of because you don't want to give away your information.
Yeah. I'm going to go back up here to line 16. There's a good term in there because Robert Siciliano is comparing different devices, and Siciliano in line 16 said it came down to the type of devices and the operating system. And,
the result of is, right?
Yeah, well, it came down to have a particular thing as the most important matter. So what is the key? What is the key? And the key is the operating system.
Right.
You know, it's something here about BlackBerry. It's not very popular. BlackBerries are not very popular
No.
here in Asia. And it's an interesting history. BlackBerries actually were really the leaders, the first ones in the smartphone industry.
And those were kind of like small computers in a way, weren't they?
In a way, they are. They're slightly different. They're a far different product than like an iPhone. We see in line 20, RIM. RIM has fantastic software. That's Research in Motion. Research in Motion is the company that makes BlackBerries. And they were breakthrough technology, I would say, 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And great stuff. They have some great software. But like anything in technology, unless you stay up on the newest, the latest, the greatest thing, you're going to fall behind. And they've got great products. But Apple came along with a new, whole different concept. Just the iPhone, the screen, is a whole different thing for people. For instance, BlackBerries actually have keys on them. Not the touch
right.
letters, but they actually have keys on
mm-hmm.
them. RIM was doing great for years. Unfortunately, like Nokia, they have fallen so far down as far as their stock price and everything.
Well, then what about the Android system? They've come in too.
Well, Android system has come in too, and they initially had a real sharp rise in their sales, and it slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
It has slowed down too. They had a real sharp upward curve, but that has slowed down, and
So they have a different operating system.
They have a different operating system, and we're going to get into a little bit of that as far as Android and some of the issues with them and their security, some of the issues.
Okay, so we'll talk about the different systems, and you see, if you look at the picture here, 1010, and computers all use these, and you don't know how all those 1010s can become letters and words. It's still a mystery, isn't it?
Still a mystery to me.
Yeah, if you're into computers, you know how to do that. But there are certain steps to follow, and so we're going to read about this and see what the steps are, the protocol that we can follow to see whether we are able to erase it. And it might even affect the ones you buy in the long run. So let's read that.
Steps to follow. If you have a BlackBerry, Apple device, or a computer running Windows 7 you'd like to sell, Siciliano recommends backing up your information first and then following the manufacturer's directions for restoring its factory settings. If you've misplaced the little booklet that came with your device, you can find directions by typing Wipe BlackBerry or Wipe iPad into Google search, which should take you to BlackBerry or Apple sponsored web pages with detailed instructions. Don't think that your data are safe if you remove the SIM card from a phone. The only information you will protect that way is your contact list, but all other personal information will still be available on your phone. If you are planning to buy one of these devices secondhand, Siciliano suggests that you wipe it again just to be safe and run an antivirus program on it as well. As for smartphones running the Android system and computers running Windows XP, Siciliano said he recommends people don't sell them at all. Put it in the back of a closet, or put it in a vise and drill holes in the hard drive, he said. You don't want to sell your identity for $50.
So this is the steps that we have to follow, and they recommend backing up your information. Of course you want to have it backed up so you have it yourself. Then once you get rid of it and it's gone, you can't get it again if you don't back it up. Sometimes we put it in the cloud. That's another
right.
subject,
That's
whether
right.
clouds are safe or not, Bill. We'll get to that some other
yeah.
time, right?
We'll tackle that another time.
But that's a way of backing up your information. But then you have to follow the directions and get back to the factory settings like it was when it first came to you.
That's right. Restore the factory settings. And I think when have either of you ever done that before on any of your devices? I think once you do that, it's hard to get it back to the way it was.
I always give mine to the IT department here and let them do it. But, you know, sometimes you don't have these little booklets, and it says if you've misplaced it, then what could you do, Bill?
Well, that would be the little booklet would be the user manual.
Right.
So if you have lost it, don't worry. You can find the information online. Just go to Google and just type in Wipe BlackBerry or Wipe iPad, and you'll be sent to many different links for you.
That's kind of comforting to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, really, because you can't always find all the information on all the things you buy. So I think it's good that you can find that online. Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I've done that. I've done that with my iPad or my iPhone. And there's things I don't quite understand, and I'll just Google it, and I can find plenty of information very easy. I don't even look at my manual anymore. I just do it all online.
Right. That's true. But sometimes I think if you have a smartphone, I think if you take your SIM card out, because that's my SIM card with all my information, then there shouldn't be anything else on the phone. So you think, okay, I'll just take it out, and then they won't have my information. Wouldn't you ordinarily think that?
I would, too. I would assume that it has all the personal information, but apparently not.
No, I've tried this. I have actually taken my SIM card out of my iPhone just to see what is still on there. And it's really pretty amazing, all the stuff that's still on there. It's almost like I didn't do anything to my phone. All I did was remove my capability to make calls and surf the internet. All the information is still there. So it was a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So this is what you have to really pay attention to. Don't think it's safe if you take your SIM card out. That just means you cannot use that to make phone calls. You can still check all kinds of things on there. Check the weather. You can get email messages on it still.
So, you know, you want to be careful with this. You know, it mentions here in line 17 and 18 doors, the only information you will protect that way is your contact list. One thing I want to tell you that I did discover, my contacts were still on there.
Hmm.
So even when I took my SIM card out, My contacts were still there, which was a little disturbing to me because I don't want people knowing the phone numbers of my contacts because right. that's personal information. So right. that's another thing. You want to clear all of those phone numbers out when you get rid of your phone.
Yeah, sometimes you get a lot of strange emails, and then they say, well, somebody's hacked my account, and so you know that. So it's very dangerous these days, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It is very dangerous. So that's why we see here as we continue that sentence in line, looks like 18 and 19 there, but all other personal information will still be available on your phone. So I would recommend that all our smartphone users, no matter what the brand is, go through your phone and maybe check out some things. Just see how much stuff you have on there and get rid of a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Because it's very easy. We're talking about selling your phone, giving it away to a friend. How many people do we talk to leave the phone in a taxi, leave it on a bus?
That's true.
They forget it in the mm-hmm. subway, something like that. It's very easy to lose this mm-hmm. device. I know people all the time, so you want to be careful with it.
That's true. Right. Well, and if you're planning to buy one of these devices secondhand, because they're cheaper that way, not only Craigslist, but you can find all different places where you can buy secondhand phones, then what do they suggest?
You suggest that you wipe it one more time, wipe it again, just to be safe. Maybe the second time you'll actually wipe everything of a personal nature away from the phone. That would be good.
Secondhand there, Doris, is a great term, and that's one of our vocab focus words, owned or used in the past by someone else.
Right.
So secondhand, used, sometimes we might say if we pass it on to family members, hand-me-downs.
Or secondhand cars, you can buy secondhand a lot of things. But it says that you always wipe it again just to be safe, it says. And also run an antivirus program on it as well to get the viruses out.
That's right, just in case the person before you had viruses that they didn't even realize were there.
And that's going to be the case on most devices. There's something on there. The more we do online, especially the more we do on the internet, whether it's an iPad, computer, or a phone, the more things are downloaded to our devices. So you definitely want to run an antivirus program.
Okay, so it says that for smartphones that run on the Android system and computers running on Windows XP, which is an older system now, they recommend that people don't even sell them. That's pretty interesting. So if you've got a smartphone that's on Android, better not sell it because they might get your information. I didn't know that before.
Well, we had mentioned earlier we were going to talk about this, some of the different systems, Android system and this Windows XP, and they are just simply easier to access for hackers. They know how to get into these, and they can access the information more easily. And Robert Siciliano here is what he is saying, don't even sell the stuff, because no matter what you do, you're still not going to get rid of it. The stuff's going to be there.
So I think that's something to be very much aware of, that I don't think we knew about that so much before, did we?
We didn't. And it's interesting, Android was created to be more of an open system that people could go in and modify on their own. So I suppose that makes sense that it's easier to penetrate it. It's easier to get right. personal data out of there.
Mm-hmm. So you can't really wipe it clean in that sense. So it says if you wanted to, what are you going to do with it then? You know, you're not going to sell them. Put it back in the closet or put it in the drawer? Close the drawer? Say
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Robert Siciliano has some interesting suggestions here in this last paragraph.
He does. Yeah. What else could you do?
Yeah. But yeah, most people will do that, put it back in a closet or put it in a drawer. But he's taken a little bit more of a hardline approach, right, Brian?
He's a little extreme there. He says put it in a vise, which is a device that's designed to clamp something and hold it very firmly while you work on it. So if you're working with construction, you probably have a vise. And then he says to drill holes in the hard drive. So you would think that would really do it. It would totally destroy the hard drive and make your data impossible to find again.
Wow, just think of that.
Had you ever thought of that?
No, I never thought of that before. I read this.
Yeah.
And you really didn't want to sell your identity for $50, meaning $50. That's just a slang way of saying dollars. $50 or $50.
Yeah.
But you didn't realize that when you give your phone to somebody else, that information's still there.
Yeah, it's a great point he makes here. It's such a small amount of money. We might think, oh, I need $50. But really, that money will be gone in a day or two.
If they get it out of your bank, they'll take more than that, or your credit card.
You could risk losing tens of thousands of dollars and giving yourself headaches for months. So I've done this before on some other things. I've actually cut up SIM cards
mm-hmm.
when I've gotten done using them.
But that doesn't do any good if it's still on the device.
No, but I've got he's got me thinking about this, the hardware, and what I'm going to do. I had mentioned to you having a big fire and just burning things.
Right, or taking a hammer and smashing it up, Bill. Take a hammer and smash it, right about that?
Brian had said during one of our breaks, what did you do when you got rid of the computer one time?
Well, I sold a PC, the parts of it, but I did take the hard drive out.
So where's the hard drive?
In a drawer somewhere.
Okay, be careful.
He's going to show it to his children someday. Yeah. This is my hard drive, 25
years. I'm going to take a hammer and smash it up by the
way. I remember it fondly.
Well, do we have any feature for this article, Bill?
We do have a feature, Dora, so let's get to it right now.
Oh, look, Randy. I just bought a new phone from Nokia.
Marcy, what's up with you and phones? You buy a new phone every 6 months.
What it comes down to is that my clothes keep changing. You know what a fashion diva I am, so I must have a new phone in the right color to match my wardrobe.
Fashion diva?
I want to be a superstar, so I need to look sharp. Do I look sharp? Do I?
Yes, you look sharp. You should, considering how much money you spend on clothes.
Well, you'll never see me wearing secondhand clothes. Ha! Never!
Yeah. Anyway, back to your phones. How many phones do you have?
Have? Only one or two. Why?
Where are all the phones you bought in the past 5 years?
Oh, I gave them to my girlfriends.
I think you better hold off on giving your phones away to your girlfriends.
Why? There's no reason for me to keep the phones. I'll never use them again.
Right. But somebody else might use them to get your personal information. I think you're being naive about your phones, Marcy.
Me? Naive? Ha ha ha. What does naive mean?
It means you need to grow up and give up this fashion diva phase of your life and start following the protocol of a mature woman.
What does that have to do with my phones and giving them to my friends?
They might throw them away or give the phones to people you don't know, who can then get your data and use it to buy things.
I didn't think of that.
I know, but I did. Marcy, change your ways and get smart with your smartphones.
Okay, if you say so.
So let's ask each other a few questions about this in review. And we've been talking about not throwing away or giving other people access to your identity. And Bill, what is the danger? What are we talking about in this lesson?
Well, the danger, Doris, is that we have key information on our gadgets, whether it is a tablet or a laptop or even a smartphone. If you're using this device for a couple of years, it is amazing how much of your personal information will accumulate on that gadget. And we often forget that. We put it in places that we don't even remember. There are emails that are sent, messages that are sent, all sorts of things. And so we need to be really careful not to give away our personal information.
Okay. Well, you want to ask Brian a question.
Yeah. Well, where is all of this stuff? And if I, follow the instructions, isn't that okay?
Apparently not, Bill. Mr. Siciliano says that the data can still be there even if you take your SIM card out, even if you follow the manufacturer's instructions. You want to destroy the data. He says even if you follow the protocol, the data is still there. So, and he does also mention that it comes down to the type of device and the operating system, right, Doris?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a very key point here, that some of the programs or the security things are are better. Some of the programs are better than others. Mm-hmm. And you think you've erased them. Now, if you give them to your own kids or your family, and they're the ones that use them, that's not a big problem. But if you give them to strangers, then it's something else. So maybe you could let your son or daughter use it, but tell them, when you get through, give it back. I don't want to give it to anybody else. So some friend or something, you could probably do that, okay?
Well, that's what one of the main points that Robert Siciliano says here is it really worth
selling
the small amount of cash that you would receive in return for potentially giving up your identity?
So, well, sometimes they trade them into the companies, don't they? You know, if you get one, you get a new one, they turn the old one in. Then with the companies would probably be able to destroy that, wouldn't they?
Well,
I would think so.
I wouldn't count on that.
Because they sell them again.
They do. We're getting away from that. That used to happen much more in the past. I think you can do it now, but most of these companies, you know, they don't really want this old equipment.
No. They do it to get you to buy the new one.
The problem is, if you turn it over to somebody and they say, they promise that it will be destroyed, in many cases, I really would not count on that because, again, there are too many instances where that is not followed through.
I can see that Bill is not very naive, but some people are too naive. If the company says, okay, give me your old phone, I'll give you a new one, then you might be naive and say, okay, that's fine. But Bill wouldn't fall for that, right?
No, he wouldn't. And I don't think Bill either would, like he said, he doesn't do too many transactions online or over mobile devices.
Some people do. Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm not naive. The two words I'm thinking of, one, I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical or I'm even cynical.
Right,
I'm cynical to some degree.
Okay.
I don't trust any of this.
But, you know, we have to use some of these things. So let's just be as careful as we can, follow the protocol, but also be wise, be smart when you do it. And that's what they're telling you, to be careful when you get rid of them. And thanks for being here with us. I hope that this will help you in your choice of gadgets and also what you do with them. Just be careful when you get rid of them. So we'll say goodbye for now.
Goodbye, everybody.